And it's Halloween, so you may be turning to the internet for makeup tips. It is a whole new world. There are thousands of videos, dozens of bloggers, many of them men. They call themselves beauty boys. The most prominent, 17-year-old James Charles, just chosen by CoverGirl to be the new cover boy. Here he is on his YouTube channel.
Hi guys, it's James Charles. Welcome back to my channel. So today I'm going to show you guys how I created this makeup look. I went with a red cup crease on the top and a very dark and grainy blue chunky glitter look on the bottom. I absolutely love this look. It's perfect for any event or festival season.
And it is. Let's bring in a friend of James, blogger Thomas Halbert of Asheville, North Carolina. Thomas is all of 19. He's had 200,000 followers on Instagram. He's traveling the country now for beauty companies. Thomas, welcome.
Hi.
This must have been thrilling for all of you bloggers who have labored on the internet when this happened with CoverGirl.
Yeah, it's crazy to me. And I'm so proud of James because I've been with him since he started Instagram. And I've been rooting for him since then. Just the fact that he's been able to do this is crazy.
Well, it's showing that companies are becoming more inclusive, you've told us. But it's also showing that they're smart. They see what's going on here.
Oh, yeah.
You guys have millions of followers combined. And you've already been contacted, I understand, by makeup companies.
Yes. Actually, the first makeup company that ever contacted me when I was at 6,000 followers was Too Faced. And at such a small number, that was crazy to me. And just the opportunities that I'm getting now at, you know, the numbers that I have now is insane. Just being able to travel to New York or LA, and it's so great.
Because you've told us your family's not wealthy. Makeup is expensive. You weren't able to afford a lot
so
of it.
Expensive.
You started as a freelance makeup artist, you know, maybe every now and then a bride. But now you can focus just on social media because there's, you know, revenue there, people traveling you around.
Yeah.
And what else? Ads on the site?
Instagram and Twitter and YouTube, they're all ad revenue based, where a company could be, hey, we want you to talk about this product, and the company will pay that blogger, or the company will just give that blogger the makeup for free and the blogger will talk about it. That's pretty much how the industry works, which is saving these brands tons of money.
Yeah, this is great for business, but also for the cultural story that's behind this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And tell us more about that. I mean, it hasn't been accepted in the past.
Well, the makeup industry for a long time was geared towards a certain race and a certain gender. And now that there is social media and there is that demand and there is that conversation that's happening on social media, these brands are realizing that, hey, we have to cater to everyone as a way to show the world that it's okay to be this and you're allowed to embrace it. And just having a boy as a spokesperson for your company, that alone just, it just sends a huge message to like young girls and boys that are watching this commercial with a boy on it wearing makeup, saying that it's okay and it's normal. And what I would love to see is I would love to see brands like CoverGirl or like L'Oreal or like the big name brands that have commercials on TV who have that power, that force in the mainstream world, using trans models and trans men, trans women, or black models. But this is a step forward.
Well, you said when you were, yeah, I mean, you're only 19, but when you were much younger, a kid, and realizing you were gay and liked makeup, you wish you had something like this.
Exactly. I try to hide it. I try to suppress it. I tried to tell everyone, no, I'm straight. No, I don't love this thing because that's too girly or that's too gay. Growing up, I was playing with Barbies. My grandma, she bought me Barbies because she knew. My grandma knew. But here where I'm from in the South, it's, you know, shunned upon if you're a boy and you like things that go outside of your masculinity. It's just, it's great that now these younger gay boys have role models and get to even communicate with them through social media. It's just, it's so amazing.
Well, and now you, Thomas Halbert, are on a list, for instance, of the 7 best male beauty bloggers you should follow right now in Allure. And they say, in fact, that you can put anyone's highlighter skills to shame. So let's hear a little of your tips for people going out on Halloween.
So there's this trend happening now on social media and the beauty community on social media where they're doing this melting skull effect. Just anything melting is trending right now. And they use this product from Ben Nye, and it's super inexpensive. It makes it look like your skin is like melting.
I'm looking, in fact, online. This is the Ben Nye Scar Gel. It makes it look like your skin is in blobs dripping down over your jaw, which can be painted black.
So yeah, if you have like a black backdrop, black makes it look empty. Black kind of suppresses things and makes it look empty and not existent. And white kind of brings forward things that makes it look like there's something there. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It looks like your skin is then melting down over these empty black spaces around your jaw. That's 19-year-old makeup artist and beauty influencer Thomas Halbert of Asheville, North Carolina. We'll find a melting skull tutorial and post it at hereandnow.org along with Thomas's pictures. Thomas, thank you and happy Halloween.
No, thank you so much. I had a blast.